Your readers on part two of this 2000th edition of Chatterbox are Jane Pratt and Chris Speak.
We'll start this part with some more stories from this week's evening news.
With Easter round the corner, Bunnies took centre stage at Norwich Castle. The museum held a family fun event called Rabbits, Friends and Relations at the weekend. People got the chance to see the go-go hares as the castle teamed up with the charity Break ahead of this year's Hare Trail. The museum's natural history curator, Dr. David Waterhouse, explained the evolution of the rabbit family, and people got to hop around the museum on a bunny trail. There was also information about medieval rabbit hunting techniques, the impact of rabbits on the East Anglian landscape, some hairy storytelling, and rabbit-themed costumes from the costume and textile collections.
A fresh drive is to be launched to stop vulnerable people in Norfolk from being targeted by con artists who trick them out of thousands of pounds. On average, victims of scams lose at least £1,000 before they realise they've been conned. And Norfolk Trading Standards are currently working with a Norfolk victim who'd lost more than £85,000. At a meeting next week, councillors on Norfolk County Council's Community Committee will be asked to give the go-ahead for a new Norfolk Against Scams partnership to be formed. The National Trading Standards Scams Team have approached council about forming the partnership. If it is formed, it would see the council take the lead in bringing together organisations from the public and private sectors, the voluntary sector, the community groups and people in the county to raise a concerted heightened awareness of scams. The council would also become a flagship Friends Against Scams local authority and would encourage people to become scambassadors who use their influence to raise awareness of scams.
A Victoria Cross and other awards won by Norwich-born Corporal Sidney Day fetched nearly £200,000 at a London auction. The lot, which included the VC won in 1917, three campaign medals, a cigarette case and a feather compass case, all owned by Mr. Day, were sold to a telephone bidder for £198,400,000. Mr. Day was one of the only two men from the Suffolk Regiment ever to be awarded Britain's highest gallantry decoration, and has been described as one of the most extraordinary survivors of the First and Second World Wars. After years of declining health, Mr. Day passed away on July the 17th, 1959. A stone commemorating him in front of the Norwich War Memorial was dedicated on August the 26th, 2017, exactly 100 years after the deeds that won him the Victoria Cross.
Are you willing to give up some of your Lego? The Diocese of Norwich has launched an appeal on social media asking people to donate their unused Lego to the church as part of a special project. Donated bricks will be used to create a giant model church in this week's Royal Norfolk Show, in this year's Royal Norfolk Show. But there is a catch. Any Lego that is donated cannot be returned. This project follows a recent exhibition at the Forum, Brick Wonders, which was curated by artist Warren Elsmore and showcased the seven wonders of the world, all made from Lego. The roughly 80,000 Lego fans attended the exhibition during its run in the city between December 2017 and January 2018. The aim of the Lego project is to highlight the care and dedication of the many volunteers who look after their local church buildings, brick by brick, to ensure they are open for the local community and visitors each day. In 2018, the Royal Norfolk Show will take place over June 27th and 28th at the Norfolk Showground.
Targets to get people discharged from the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital were missed during the winter crisis. But social service bosses said it was more important that proper care packages were in place for people before they left the NHS care. According to new figures, the number of social care-related delayed discharges from the NNUH during December was 315 days above the benchmark target of 225. But James Bullion, Director of Adult Social Services at Norfolk County Council, said he would rather see his social workers making the correct decisions over people's care on leaving hospital than them becoming part of what he described as a sausage machine, where boxes are ticked to get people out. He said, "One of our issues around delayed discharge is how we work with people as they are going through the hospital system. It's not as efficient as it should be. That's leading to a timing issue about the speed at which we can assess people. But we don't want to be dragged into a sausage machine of ticking boxes. I ask our social workers to take time with patients and get to know them and their needs before their care package is put in place, and that can cause more delays in the system. That means we end up at the sharp end of the bottlenecks in hospital."
It was while cleaning a chicken coop at her Wyndham home that a South African businesswoman came up with the idea of producing and bottling her own gin. Lindy Hanke, who moved to the UK in 2007 with her husband Sean under the Highly Skilled Migrant Programme, said she'd always enjoyed gin and was thinking about starting her own business at the time. "I had accepted a voluntary redundancy package from the company I was working for," she said, "and while cleaning out the kitchen coop, I spilt my gin, and while looking at the glass, I started thinking about making my own." Mrs. Hanke said her family had a long history entwined with some unique wines and spirits. After setting her sights on producing a gin, she spent a year researching ingredients that would be used in the final product. "It's quite a scientific process, and if not done properly, you'll end up with a cloudy gin," she said. After converting a workshop at their home into a distillery and creating more than 10 prototype batches, she started production. The gin was called Vryheid, an Afrikaans word meaning freedom, and it is available from 4 outlets in Norfolk. "I think the quality of our product is really good and makes us stand out from the rest," said Mrs. Hanke. "It's really lovely gin, which is very unique." Jerome Lambert of Bijou Bottles Limited praised the gin. "You don't need to be a good salesman to sell such a good quality product," he said.